Hi, welcome to Buy the Damn House Podcast, episode 10. This episode, we're going to talk about house hacking and the market, and also a little bit of goal setting.
2024. And the Four of Wands card, which I love. Welcome to episode 10. Double digits.
Lucky number 10. Woo woo.
Okay, so we've decided that we are going to pull a card for our episodes because that was fun last time.
It really was.
I think it hit the nail on the head.
Absolutely.
So
this is your turn.
This is my turn. I'm going to pull something fantastic. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. Give me 1 second. I need to take this very seriously. Four of Wands. Two happy girls dancing. That's us.
That's us at Burning Man.
Yes, at Burning Man.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
That looks pretty good.
I feel good about it.
Me too.
Okay, Four of Wands. Let's see here. Oh, I am devoted to my connectedness and I celebrate the wonder of loving bliss with my community. Celebration. Prosperity, an important event or milestone, gathering of souls and kindred, stability in home and relationships, sometimes signifies marriage. We could be married, like, you know, in spirit.
Do you want to talk about your love life? Hi, Troy.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
No, that's really good.
Yeah.
This is a good card for this one. I feel like the last episode was a little bit more serious, and we talked about our failures. Not our failures, but like what happened last year. And now here we are. It's a brand new year. It's January 2024. We can talk about the market, but we can also talk about everything that's good. There's so much to look forward to right now. Mm-hmm. And was one of the words authenticity?
No.
Because that's what I got from it.
But we had talked about that.
Yeah, recently. I think, like, on the phone.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The greatest vibration in the entire universe isn't love. It's authenticity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very hard to find, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really authentic people that are willing to just bare their souls and be authentic.
And how often are we authentic?
Mm-hmm.
Do we show up as our authentic selves? So that's kind of like the theme that's been going on in the back of my mind.
I love showing up
authentically.
Yeah, because it's hard, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, we are worried about what people think of us. We're worried about what even, you know, what we portray to ourselves,
how we're going to be perceived by others. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like going back to the last episode, you know, we talked about it before we started, you know, filming, is how much am I going to share? How much of this quote unquote lesson am I going to share? Because I don't want to look like someone who made bad decisions. But we talked about being vulnerable is actually a very beautiful open thing that, you know, is we all have made failures. I mean, the most successful people in the world have made bad decisions. So.
Right. And the ones that don't give up and keep going are the ones that succeed.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Sharing the failure makes you human, makes you relatable, and then it gives people an opportunity to celebrate your wins with you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, it gives them, like, you being authentic allows other people that. So, it's a gift you give them, because then now you're saying, like, hey, I'm really me. I'll accept you for really being you.
Yes,
show up as yourself.
Yes.
Because let's just be ourselves together.
Yes.
You know, instead of these things that we're pretending to be. So
that's this.
Yes, that's this. I love that card. Look at them with their little tambourine. It's you and me. I love it so much.
It's so good.
And it's celebration, prosperity. So this year, big prosperity, important events, milestones, gathering of souls, kindreds. And stability in home and relationships. Well, I mean, on that note, I do have a very wonderful boyfriend at the moment.
Yet.
So. I try.
That is hilarious.
He is.
Yes.
He's wonderful. And he's actually I really like him.
Yeah, I know. And he really likes you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing that we say to each other is we're here to support each other in this year, which goes back to being authentic, right?
And yeah.
What more do you want in a relationship than someone who's just really there to support you? If he's really wants me to find success, massive success, and he'll do whatever. And he's the one who's helped me stay focused because I do have a little ADHD squirrel. Bing, bing. Yeah. And so he's like, nope, let's just stay on the road, Christina. Stay
and you're on doing the road. Great.
Yeah.
Like, what does success mean to you? What would be, if we're having a meeting in January 2025, which I mm-hmm. hope we do.
We are, for sure.
What do you want to be saying about what happened in 2024? Like, where would you like to be? What? Give me some concrete examples of how you would show up and feel successful in January 2025.
I would say the number one thing is I didn't get distracted. I stayed focused.
Okay.
And I committed to myself that 8 to 11 every day I'm getting up. I'm pursuing my leads. I'm making my cold calls. And more finitely or specifically, I want to sell 25 homes this year for my very first minimum. Like, that's my absolute minimum goal of 25.
Perfect.
Yeah. So having not quitting, sticking to my routines, being focused, selling 25 homes this year is going to be what I'm doing.
Okay, perfect.
How about you?
We're showing up for each other right now and being accountable. And mm-hmm. I want to remind you of that next year and let's see where we are.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too.
Okay, so what about you?
I, as you know, I'm writing a stupid amount of offers mm-hmm. on apartment deals. I'd like to buy 3 apartments this year.
3 apartment deals.
3.
I love it.
Not where I'm the only owner.
Of course.
I want to do syndications.
Deals.
I want to do partnerships.
Yes.
But I want to do at least 3.
And maybe one could even be a wholesale. I mean,
yes.
You're not limiting.
No.
The,
but I think that's
any deal.
That's a realistic goal for me.
I love it.
With the amount of volume coming mm-hmm. in right now. So I'm spending my time learning how to analyze them properly
mm-hmm.
because it's called underwriting. But the underwriting of apartment deals is exact and it's super nerdy. It's like all spreadsheets, and I like to be creative and
right.
operate in an artistic space.
Right.
So this is
like
a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
No, 100%.
But I feel that if I master this part, everything else is going to be super easy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you really have to marry the analytical part of your brain with the artistic part of your brain if you mm-hmm. want to show up as your whole self.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal.
I love
professionally.
It.
Personally, Italy, if you're listening,
yes.
call me.
Ciao, bella.
Ciao, bella.
Please.
I would like to be further along in the immigration process for Italy and getting my Italian citizenship because I am missing one document.
I literally told my mom that today. She's missing one piece of paper.
One piece of paper standing between me and my goals.
So would you... So like... How does the owning 3 apartment buildings and moving to Italy, how does that look together?
So I don't really know mm-hmm. because I've never dealt with Italian bureaucracy before. But mm-hmm. what I've learned over the past year and a half is that even if I have that piece of paper, it doesn't mean that I will be processed and given a court date
mm-hmm.
in a reasonable time frame. So I am going to operate in the multifamily space. As if that's the only thing I have going on.
Okay.
Because if I wait, what if it takes 8 months?
Yeah. Or 2 years.
Or 2 years.
Then your whole life is on hold
right.
for two
no,
years?
No,
I can't do that.
I can't operate
uh-uh.
that. The worst case scenario, and is it really worst case scenario, is, oh, Illy called, we can go. Oh, and I'm right in the middle of this apartment deal.
Right.
Well.
We'll have to wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shucks. Or I could fly home and sign yeah. papers. Whatever it looks
yeah.
like, we can
mm-hmm.
figure it out. It's not...
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
So you're living in the moment.
Yes.
This is the moment of I am here in the United States working on multifamily. Meanwhile, I am working towards my goal of Italy
yes.
and moving there.
Yes.
So hopefully by when we're doing this podcast in January of 2025, we're going to be sitting in these little seats or somewhere even more amazing. And you are going to say... I now own 3, maybe 4. I mean, who knows? Don't limit us, but, you know, minimum of 3.
Minimum of 3.
Yeah. And I am doing this podcast maybe virtually because you could be living in Italy. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That would be the ideal situation.
Let's put that out there. Let's just put that out there. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm so into it.
Yeah.
But right now is really weird because typically I don't have just one goal, Christina. I have 15.
Right.
And I operate at one speed and that's
go.
So,
yes. Full speed ahead.
Being in the moment, like being the kind of mom who just picks her kids up every day from school because I have not much going on is a challenge, but I'm trying to just be present.
Because I took your staging job away
from you. Yeah. No, I no longer have a warehouse full of furniture and staging clients. But that's amazing because
it's free.
That was an... Yeah. I couldn't even conceive of leaving with that business still operational because it's very hands-on and it's very day-to-day and there's always
moving parts. Absolutely. Yeah,
there's always you got to take a lamp out of this house and you got to put it in this house, right? Like you did today.
Yes.
So I love being free from the staging.
It is still grounding.
Love staging.
No, yeah, but it's a grounding business, right? Yeah. It is.
You put down roots in your community when you are a home stager. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's so true.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. So this was kind of fun. I'll share this talking about goals and relationships. I saw on Instagram this thing where couples, power couples at the end of the year, they do a 3-day like retreat for 2024. So I dragged Troy down to Palm Springs and we did it. We did a 3-day dream building, goal setting retreat. I made binders for us.
Are you serious?
Yes. I had little binders and we love Ed Milet and I had this temperature stuff at the beginning and he was all in actually. I didn't drag him anywhere. He was excited to be a part of it. And so he came down and we, for like 3 days, we sat and we even broke it up into businesses. So he has this amazing business idea for skincare that we want to work on. And then I'm going to share.
Call every 10-year-old you know.
Yeah. That was a whole conversation. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh my God.
There are moms out there laughing right now.
10-year-old, you know. Because
the 10-year-old at Sephora phenomenon. It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and so then we broke it down. Like social media was its own business.
Okay.
Because as we know today, like Aaron was saying, I mean, it's your storefront. You can't have a business without it. So we broke down like, okay, these are our goals. And then it had target 1, 2, and 3. And then we did quarters because we broke down like a bite, you know, the whole year, but then we broke it down into quarters. So, okay, and then we're going to keep each other accountable for like what's happening in each of those quarters. And it was amazing. And we wrote future letters to ourselves. So this is almost exactly like we just did, but it's really cool because what you do in this future letter is you write down currently how you're feeling. So I am feeling excited. I am really pumped about this year. I am so grateful for my team. I'm also, you know, of course, a bit like I have a little bit of nervous butterflies because I've never cold called before. And this is going to be a huge new, you know, thing for me. And anyway, listing homes, I've never been an actual real estate agent, right? So that's huge. So, and then the next paragraph, you thank yourself for what you have done this year. So thank you for staying focused, Christina. Thank you so much for getting up, working out at 5 a.m., being in the office at 8 a.m. every day. You did it. Like you were committed. You didn't get distracted. You didn't, you know, go off. And then
you showed up for yourself.
You showed up for yourself. Yep. And you thank yourself. And then the next one is like, basically, what does a day look like for you in this life that you're living now in 2024? Like, and to the details. So, you know, you get up in the morning, you have this amazing coffee maker. You know, I really want this coffee maker that's like $600, but I'm not going to buy it until I've sold my first 5 homes because that's like my little goal, right?
That's your
reward. So that's my reward, right?
Okay.
So it's like, so I'm making coffee now in this amazing coffee maker that I want, right? Like, so you make this day. You know, I have 2 listings closing tomorrow, you know, or I had 1 yesterday. So you write this day and then you put it in an envelope and you don't look at it until December 31st of January of, you know, of this year. Huh. And then you open it together. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it as a couple or by yourself, of course, with a friend. And then December 31st, you open it and you read it. And I'm sure that's going to be quite emotional.
Yeah.
Right? To look back and to think like, oh, because think about my letter. Personally, what it would have looked like, oh, your flip did amazing. You made so much money. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, I was pretty much single. And so I would probably say like, oh, it's exciting. You know, you have a partner, you know, someone that, you know, you guys love each other and cherish each other. So anyway, so.
That's really good.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
I think you should.
I think I should.
And then we can talk about it.
I think I should do it with Scott.
I think you should do it with Scott. Mm-hmm. He would love it.
Yeah, this is right up his alley. Uh-huh. Scott's my husband.
Yes.
And he's amazing.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. How you doing, big boy?
Love Scott.
He would like the shout out.
Yes, he's amazing husband. Talk about, on that note, I just have to say your relationship is incredible. Support. Talk about support.
Oh.
You two want to see each other soar.
Right.
And that is
100%. Oh. His win is my win.
Yeah. 100%.
I could do to get him there. And same with me. I mean, he goes above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Two beautiful boys.
We do.
That are amazing.
We do.
Yeah. Cute little family. Aww. Really sweet. It's definitely an inspiration. No, 100%. Yeah. And that's what, when Troy and I talk about that, talking about, oh boy, I lost it. I do that sometimes.
Our goals.
Your goals. Yeah. But he's talking about this. What you said, something that triggered something that he says all the time, and it's good.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not to change the subject, but this is a podcast kind of about real estate, loosely, mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the market.
Yeah.
Because it's cuckoo banana pants out there.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly hate these interest rates.
Oh, yeah.
They have really kneecapped me. Mm-hmm. And I really took advantage of low interest rates. And now being on the high interest rate side, I realized just how much I depended on low mm-hmm. interest rates and how much the market really functioned better with mm-hmm. low interest rates. And people will argue with that and they'll say, no, there were bidding wars. It was horrible. But at least people had a confidence in buying. Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't really know what the market looks like right now for buyers, but from what I see, there aren't that many anymore.
Well, I think it's just very hard. So this last week, for instance, I had two homes that I staged in escrow, about to close. You know, agent called me, can you destage on Friday because we're about to close, and both fell through. So they're back on the market.
Really?
Yeah, both homes.
At what stage of the process? Because, you know, being a stager, like if you can delay destaging until right before closing, mm-hmm. that's always ideal because they do fall out of mm-hmm. escrow, but not normally all the time. Mm-hmm. Usually if you're past the appraisal stage, mm-hmm. you're in the clear, mm-hmm. right?
Do you know where they were? Past the appraisal stage.
What happened?
I know for sure. I don't know, to be honest, what happened. But it definitely caused of course, issues. I just think that actually today when we were talking to Rod, one of the investors in the stagers, the homes mm-hmm. that I staged, he said that he did a check, right? And the margins are so close for buyers. I'm pretty sure it has to do. No, I know why. Remember, he told us the guy's credit took a dip in December. And yeah. that's why it didn't go through. Something happened yeah. to his credit.
So what happens usually is you lock your rate. But if you don't lock your rate and your credit mm-hmm. goes down while you're in escrow, mm-hmm. either a mortgage company will deny you the loan or they'll make your interest rate higher.
Mm-hmm. That's what, and then you might not be able to afford.
And then you might not be able to afford the payments.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to that one. Remember, he just told us
yeah,
that today.
He did.
So I do think that the interest rates, of course, are still affecting the buyers, even though they are going down. I mean, they are no longer 8, you know.
No.
They're not escalating.
No.
They're going down. I read they're supposed to 4 times potentially drop.
We will see, but this mm-hmm. is an election year. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, in an election year, rates do go down. Mm-hmm. Things tend to stabilize a little bit. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I really do.
Yeah. But regardless, we're selling homes. I mean, even though those two did fall out of escrow, I did destage a home. Two, well, including my right. flip. I destaged two in the last 2 weeks. So, I mean, homes are selling. Right. Yeah. And inventory is starting to go up a little bit because, okay, yeah, you know, if you have to move, you have to move. But 6.7, 6.9, 7% is a lot better than 8. It's a lot easier to stomach, right? Yeah.
It's almost like 8. A psychological 5. Barrier. Mm-hmm. Well, when they originally went up, they shot up to 6% and mm-hmm. it killed the market. Mm-hmm. But now that we've got up to 8 and went back down,
right?
Now it's all relative. Yeah,
right? It's looking good again.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I did a whole YouTube video on it. I mean, we haven't seen 2.5, 3%. Since I can't remember, but I think it was the 50s.
Yeah.
We won't see it again probably in our lifetime.
No.
You know, maybe our kids, but
right.
That does, it's over.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not a predictor, but you know, for the most,
I believe
history speaking,
those tiny rates are over. I mean, right. And let's not go back to the 80s when interest rates were
exactly
15-17%.
Yes.
But what they had that we didn't have in the 80s were lower home prices mm-hmm. to counterbalance those super high interest rates mm-hmm. and a relatively high income mm-hmm. based on the ratio is all skewed now.
All messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's really interesting is what a huge issue is with buyers, of course, is the monthly payments, mm-hmm. right? The affordability of homes just is not there for the majority of people. Like I think a lot of people would buy if was more affordable.
Well, it's almost becoming not realistic for a lot of this,
yeah.
the younger generations and different things. But I did read this whole article that, and I know we have a whole podcast about house hacking,
mm-hmm.
but I did read this whole article that going forward, these young people are smart and they're figuring out that if I can buy this house and somehow separate it, house hack it, right? Mm-hmm, make it a duplex or mm-hmm. even somehow just, you know, create a different living space inexpensively, they can afford it.
Yes.
So it's actually this house hacking and, you know, living together is becoming a new thing.
Well, also, I mean, it passed in California, it passed in Arizona. Uh-huh. The ADU laws uh-huh. are changing to allow for greater infill. And I mean, if you can convert your garage into a studio apartment and decrease your mortgage because you have a tenant, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And yeah, house hacking might be the way
I think to it's home the ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
If you have that idea. And I think that is where having a good real estate agent, right, who could say, you know, come in and say, oh, this is a great house, and then give you that idea, you
right.
know, of saying, well, look, like my house, for instance, it has mm-hmm. this perfect area where I am going to, you know, maybe this year, maybe not, but I have the whole thing planned out, of course, but to separate it and make it a duplex.
Yeah.
And if you can, or just have that eye to go in there and have that thinking, you know,
right.
when you go to look at a house, it's definitely, it makes it more viable.
Right. And sometimes you don't even need to have the space under roof. You just mm-hmm. have to have the space on the property mm-hmm. where you could just pull something up and set it down. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, in California, there's just a shortage of housing all the way around. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I saw a YouTube video yesterday about somebody that bought a shell of a house on Amazon and had it delivered and then built it out. And it was like $8,000. Yeah, it was so cool. I'll send it to you.
That is like, so cool.
That's house hacking in a way.
Even put a shed in the back, you know,
yeah.
you have enough room, put a big enough shed where you just, I mean, you know, cause what? It's a studio.
Yeah. Plumbing, know, electrical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's something to really look into if you want to buy a house. That'd be my 2 cents.
I agree.
If you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Somehow get a, and a lot of people don't have the mindset of thinking, oh, my first house is going to be a duplex or a triplex, but it actually might be more realistic for you to be able to buy that because that, if you live in one, not mm-hmm, as an investment mm-hmm, property, mm-hmm. because those two units go towards your income.
Right.
You know.
And your mortgage.
And your mortgage. So, you know, think outside the box like that. If you are looking to buy your first house, it may not be a single family home anymore.
And they changed the rules for conventional loans. If you're buying a triplex now, it's only 5% down. It used to be 20.
Just read that FHA.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So that that really helps a lot of buyers as well. Lot
because you don't have the 20%. Yeah, you're right. They used to require that for those. Yeah. Maybe why they did it so that they could, you know,
yeah,
open up that opportunity.
Give people a leg up. Yeah,
I would definitely say look into. That's going to be my next move for sure. I'm going to house hack my house or even just run it out as it is and go purchase. For sure, my next purchase is going to be either, you know, something, a duplex, triplex.
Nope. It's going to be multifamily. Come on.
Multifamily. That's
right. Let's go. Let's go, Christina. Right. I don't have all day.
And I could just move into one of the apartments.
Right?
Oh my gosh. That's actually not a bad idea.
I know.
I mean, why not? Who needs a house?
Yeah.
It's just me and my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Exactly.
I love it.
Well, this episode has kind of been all over the place, but bear with us.
I think it was great.
I think it was great. Goals. It's a perfect synopsis. Yep. It's the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Brand new us, brand new start.
Two beautiful women dancing in the Four of Wands. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this card on top.
Love it.
And a little teepee.
And I think that's a good place to end. So
yep.
Thanks for listening.
I love you, Grace.
I love you, Christina.
Okay. Bye. Bye.